Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Grieve. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Houseman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Houseman. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Schatzeder. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Schatzeder. And now, play ball. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. There goes Dawson trying to get to second. Henderson throws the ball into Maddox, who relays the ball to Flynn, who tags Dawson for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez takes first base on ball four. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Valentine scores. Perez moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Expos. Mike Brueghert now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. Carter moves to third. It's 5-0, Expos. Dan Schatzsetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzsetter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Greve. Schatzsetter reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. There goes Spear trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 6-0, Expos. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Greve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greve hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn takes first base on ball 4. Mike Brueghert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brueghert hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brueghert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schatzetter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Valentine pinch hits for Mike Brueghert. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. Two outs. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-2 in the game. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schatzetter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear moves to third. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flynn is hit by the pitch. Lenny Randle pinch hits for Dwight Bernard. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Randle moves to third. It's 6-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Lenny Randle now playing second base. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Dale Murray now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Maddox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-3 in the game. Grieve hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.